Proclamation number 0593 of September 24, 1938. Light bangs in matter. Help for the weak-willed. Humility. Begin in the name of Jesus, and the way will be shown to you which leads to salvation. The earth will harbor countless beings which descend to man from the kingdom of light, and all these beings pass over into matter, and they likewise seek the connection to mankind. By allowing the spiritual to have a strong effect on them in order to flow over into the earthly people who enter into contact with this matter. And so a new bond is created from the light to the dark night. This light will spread a strong brightness and trigger a sense of well-being in its bearer. And so, in turn, the opposite pole will lose its power, for that which is its abode will also be seized by a good spirit and weaken evil and immediately turn it into the opposite. In this way the Lord seeks to grant succor to those who are indeed in battle with the darkness but do not possess the necessary willpower. And who want what is good but do not fight sufficiently. But the will allows God to mercifully intervene, and the great love of these beings of light willingly carries out this task in order to save souls for eternity. Such an endeavor is by no means harmless for these beings of light which embody themselves in matter, since it likewise requires and presupposes great spiritual strength. Yet the beings of light help each other so that none of them will succumb to the power of evil. And people are thereby offered a grace that cannot be measured by human intellect. Admittedly, people will still have to bear much suffering. Yet anyone who senses within himself that life not only imposes earthly duties on him, anyone who quietly contemplates whether and how he fulfills God's will can already expect such a willing response from the spiritual world. And whatever he then touches in blissful awareness of the helpfulness of inscrutable forces will radiate such strength upon him. And so the Lord allows those whose minds are receptive to His gifts of love to taste the divine power. And when they then pay attention to their free state, when they fulfill their longing upwards for detachment from this earthly world, then the word of God will also be proclaimed to them at the right time. And with a hungry soul they will willingly accept it. They will no longer seek the land promised to them on earth. Similarly, the spell that the forces of light voluntarily took upon themselves when they succeeded in awakening a soul to a spiritual morning has also been broken. The sole aim of all beings of light is to gather the divine and guide it back so that it may recognize the eternal deity and merge with it again for eternity. Where such great help is offered to you through the infinite love of God, it only requires your will for good. The Lord recognizes the weakness of His creatures and does not want to let this be the cause of your downfall and therefore strengthens you where you yourselves lack strength. This strength will come to your aid in everything that surrounds you and you should only pay attention that your spirit becomes active and demands clarification. The Lord prepares the strangest experiences for you and allows everyone to share in them. Only the hardened and completely turned away from God will want to dismiss this experience with contemptuous behavior. But the rest of you, who feel in your heart that the Father is calling you, pay no attention to these people and do not be put off. But accept what the voice of the heart tells you. Listen to the Father's call and give yourselves to Him with all your will, and you'll experience His strength and love in you. You must not waver once you have made the decision to commend yourselves to the Lord. Only your complete devotion will make you overly strong, yet those who resist will become weak. For their strength is not from God, it is a deception of the evil one who incites them to resist in order to plunge them into the abyss forever. Thus the earth has been granted a time of grace which will be extremely beneficial in the midst of suffering and misery, for those in misery will seek and find help. And often in a marvelous way. Just watch out for the signs, for the Lord will make Himself known everywhere. Jesus Christ is near you. To deliver again from the bonds of darkness all who are of good will. And He will come as He has promised. He will gather His own around Him and be in their midst. And He is near to everyone who willingly opens his heart to Him. Whoever prepares a home for Him in his heart will have His grace and love to look forward to and will always feel the caring hand of the Father for their time on earth. Let the little children come to Me, so His call will ring out to all who want to recognize Him as Father. For this is the kingdom of heaven. Amen.